We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carney. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Congratulations to your guys. 35-3 win at home on Saturday night against Hampton. What do you think, or what did you think your team did especially well on Saturday?
Well, we obviously continued to play really good defense. and then I thought we did a better job on third downs on offense and started to click in the second half in the red zone on offense as well.
Question for you this morning from Andy Waller. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Could you talk about Thyrick, you know, his impact on this team, not only as a pass catcher, but also, you know, as a pretty mature leader as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think his presence is felt kind of throughout the team, not just in the receiver room, but in the receiver room. I know he's an experienced presence in there. He's also a very serious worker, always giving tremendous effort. You know, there's nobody that's going to outwork Thyrick. I think, you know, throughout the team as well, I mean, he was voted captain by his peers, somebody who's looked up to by the young guys and somebody who is respected by the older guys, always trying to do the right things on and off the field. And so, you know, we're excited, you know, about his progression and hopefully we can continue to have success with him and, get him into some one-on-one situations and continue to get him the ball.
Next question from Kevin Treslini. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. I just want to ask you about the tempo of your offense. You know, that's obviously a very important part of what you guys do offensively is the fast tempo. I mean, you know, would you consider tempo almost kind of, you know, one of the things that fuels what you guys do? And how important is it to teach it, coach it? You know, how hard is it for kids to kind of, you know, adapt to or learn that aspect of your offense to just be able to kind of, you know, keep things moving and get back to the ball quickly and run another play?
Yeah, I think it's important. I don't, you know, we're one of those people that I think I do call plays fast. I don't know how frenetic we are when we're out there. We do get to the balls as fast as we can. You know, it's not as crazy as I've seen some teams do it that are, you know, sprinting to the nearest ref and chucking the ball to them. And it's not that crazy. But we do try to get a lot of plays off. I think the more plays you run, obviously the more points you're going to score, the more points you score, the more odds you have to win. And I think that's important. But we also don't ever want to sacrifice a good play for tempo. So we will slow it down when we need to, you know, and we're also going to play, you know, you saw it in the second half of the Rhode Island game. We're going to play to whatever the score is also. We're going to make sure that we're continuing to be aggressive and put points on the board. And we're never going to slow it down that much, but we're going to make sure that, you know, we limit possessions when we're up and gain possessions when we're down. And I think it is something that has to be coached. I think more importantly, it has to be conditioned. You know, I think the whole offseason was spent trying to figure out after the spring ball, you know, our whole offseason was trying to figure out how, you know, to get practices to be as game-like as possible so that we were ready when game week came. And I think we've done a great job in our analytics department, our strength department, our nutrition department, and our athletic training department at figuring out together how to practice so that we can play on Saturday as fast as possible.
Ryan, obviously Thyrick had the big game with the 3 touchdown catches on Saturday, but 12 different guys had a catch. How much does that help keeping everybody involved, and how tough does it make it on defenses when you've got that many guys that can potentially hurt you?
Well, you'd have to ask them how tough it is for them. I don't know that, but I do know that it's something that we certainly have always strived to do, you know, try to spread the ball around as much as possible, try to limit the amount of times that somebody can key on one guy, and then be able to process fast and, you know, have an offense that's built around multiplicity so that we can get other guys the ball when somebody does key on somebody. And I think that's something that Nolan's been able to do very well. I want to say it was, you know, 11 receivers last week and maybe even 13 or 14 this week. And so we've had that ability the last couple of weeks. We've also had the ability to get 4 running backs the ball, you know, pretty consistently in the first 4 games as well. And it's only going to keep us fresher as the season goes on, you know, to get those guys as many reps as possible, you know, we get, you know, into week 7, 8, 9, 10 into those tough CAA schedules when you're going back to back to back to back to back with really good football teams. I know that it helps to have more than 1 or 2 guys that you can really rely on to make plays.
Got a follow up from Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan, in terms of run-pass ratio, you know, do you think much about that in the course of a game when you're calling plays? I mean, like the other night, I think Nolan threw it maybe 29 times in the first half. You know, is play calling really just trying to call the next effective play and move the ball in terms of, you know, oops, you know, we run it a bunch of times or we pass it a bunch of times in a row?
Yeah, no, that's not really how I call plays. It's a good question. It's just, you know, I'm going to call the play that I think is going to work the best on the next down and whatever that is. If it's a run pass play action, you know, trick play, it's all the same to me as far as, you know, we're going to figure out the flow of the game and feel the flow of the game. And there's going to be times where we're going to run the ball for 300. There's going to be times we're going to pass the ball for 300. And hopefully we can be in that, you know, consistently balanced category. And I do consider balance, not runs and passes in numbers. I consider balance being able to run the ball when you need to and being able to pass the ball when you need to. That's what a balanced team is to me.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Next question from Kyle Kenzie. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, with going back a little bit to the tempo of the offense, y'all have been pretty effective putting up points and that sort of thing. But what's gone into the defense to where you've been so successful on that side of the ball while also kind of pushing the pace on offense?
I think there's a misconception with tempo and keeping the defense on the field. So I would like for you to go back and look at the time of possession numbers for the first four games, if you could, and you'll see why the defense is doing just fine.
Yeah,
I think we had a 21-play drive the other day, didn't we? We've had three 90-plus drives in the week before. You know, we're running plays fast, but we're staying on the field, okay? So it's not something that, you know, all of a sudden those defenses out there forever. You know, we're still a balanced offense that can chew the clock when we need to, and we're just going to score when we can, you know what I mean, as fast as we can when we have the ball. But, you know, I think, you know, any defensive guy will tell you his best friend is points. And same thing for us. Anytime that we know we're going to get the ball back, we're happy. I don't care if it takes, you know, 5 minutes or 5 seconds. If the ball's coming back to us, we're happy on offense and on defense. You know, I know they're happy when, you know, we can go put the ball in the end zone or get three. So, you know, however long that takes, you know, hopefully we can continue to have drives where we sustain some things and create third down conversions. And, you know, but for sure, I think it's a matter of time of possession doesn't matter too much to wins and losses, but it sure helps the defense stay healthy and stay fresh.
Follow up from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, my eyes tell me that you guys have been going with more of a four safety look on defense than the three safety look that you had been using the last couple of games. What's been the reason behind that, and how has that been valuable and effective for you?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be personnel based on what you're getting. You know, like if we're getting spread out teams, you're probably going to get some more athletes on the field. It's like any defensive situation, similar to offense, right? What do you need to be successful on that day and that game versus that team? You know, I'm sure if we get into some situations where you're going to get some bigger stuff and, you know, maybe some more two tight end stuff, you'll probably get a different kind of personnel on the field at times. And, you know, I think a lot of times it's about getting your best 11 out there. And no matter how that is, you know, figured as a structure, you know, trying to get your best players on the field to obviously make some plays for you.
Ryan, I want to switch to the defense because they certainly had a big night, hold Hampton 156 yards and 8 first downs. What did they do so well on Saturday night?
Well, obviously they were stifling. They put pressure on the quarterback. They covered well in the back end. They tackled very well. But I think the most important thing was it was 0 for 12 on third downs, which I don't think I've ever seen in my coaching career, somebody not get a first down. So I'm on a third down, which is impressive.
You got Towson on Saturday. As you've taken an early look at the Tigers, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, you know, they're a stout defense with a bunch of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. I think we're going to have to tackle well. I think third downs will play a part this week on both sides of the ball. You know, and I'm sure in a game like this, you know, in a rivalry type of game down the road, you know, I think it's going to be a good crowd. I'm sure that special teams will play a huge role in this game. And so we have to be clean. Turnovers have got to be limited on offense and created on defense. And then we just have to play within ourselves and try to get better.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you.